here I am, in the place to be. Mr. K and B, you can't fuck with me. Extra sexy, extraordinary. Palms are hairy, your mama pop.
Shamalamaloo, shamashamaday. What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the Sexy Ninja Cast, podcast, vlogcast, all types of cast, up that ass. It feels good to say hello. I've been really tied up with the New World podcast, and it's been a minute since I did a Sexy Ninja Cast, so I'm very sorry. But it's okay, though. Well, here I am. You know, a lot of people have been enjoying all the New World podcasts to hit past 500, so I feel good. A lot has happened since the last Sexy Ninja Cast, and that was Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. Me and Doug, I got to get Doug on the podcast, which is always fun. Shout out to Doug. And then the next adventure we have is in May. We're going to see The Phantom Menace, 25 years. Holy shit, where has time gone? I was thinking about that the other day, and you know what's funny is, like, we have all this content and everything like that, and I go back and reminisce of the days of, like, you had to go see it in movie theaters, and you had to, you know, wait until the VHS or DVD came out or anything like that. Now it's at the tip of our tippy fingertips, man, and it's just crazy. Like, I get people ask me all the time, like, how do you, like, have all this social media? Not social media. Well, I have a lot of social media. You can go check it out at a Paper Saber Universe if you want to rock with me on TikTok, Snapchat, X. It's gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you. You got the FB, the Facebooky. I got the Facebooky. I got Instagram. I think I'm on Threads. Yeah, I'm on Threads. You can rock with me on the YouTube channel. You can rock with me on any platform of podcasting. Just type in a Paper Saber Universe. Hit that like, hit the subscribe, share your grandma, share your grandma, share the bum down at Walmart. Quick plug. But back to what I was saying, 25 years since The Phantom Menace. That is crazy. Like, that is insane to me because I posted a video on TikTok in the shorts for YouTube, is that my brother bought this box, and this box had a lot of our stuff from Phantom Menace, and it was the little toppers they had for Taco Bell and everything, and it just brought me back. Oh man, to the days of just like, Star Wars is almost here, The Phantom Menace, you know. And it's funny, as I live with people who are like, oh man, well, you know, I love the prequels. I was like, there was a day when no one loved the prequels. You can watch a whole documentary about it. And I just got the documentary again because I want it for my Star Wars collection. The People versus George Lucas, or George Lucas versus the People, either or, look it up. It's a great documentary, especially how they're like the whole controversy with Han shot first, who shot first, with the prequel. Like, it's just a crazy, like, it's a crazy documentary that you go back on and look on and watch now. And you're like, yeah, this was a thing, because people don't really understand that the prequels were not received as well as they are now. You know, they're growing on me. And what's funny is, like, me and Doug were talking about The Phantom Menace in general, like, that movie is a banger. Like, it the more you watch it, the more I get entertained, he gets entertained, because Revenge of the Sith of the prequels have always been top tier, like, gas mode, like, that's the fire right there. But as I get older, still not a big fan of Attack of the Clones. Like, Attack of the Clones is fun and whatnot, but man, the love story is just so bleh. And I can say that, like, as a Star Wars fan, like, it's just Attack of the Clones is like, yeah, it's cool. Like, the end is awesome and everything like that, you know. But Phantom Menace and Revenge of the Sith, chef kiss. So 25 years of Star Wars, especially for the prequels, it's just crazy being like, damn, I was 10 years old. I was 10 years old when that movie came out. Or 9. How old am I? Do you know? No? I don't know. I know I'm in 30-something. 30, 35? Or is it 36 this year? Oh, well. I'm always young. But, yeah, life has been going on, man. I've been trying and trying to bust out these podcasts, trying to bust out. And, you know, with the New World podcast, there's so much wrestling news that I'm trying to keep up on. And I watch so much that I just kind of put aside all my other stuff because there is so much going on. And to everybody out there that wants to get into the podcast game, you should really think about it first. you should really think about if you want to commit to recording every day, being on social media every day. How do you want these shows to go? And like the big announcement was, I saw today from a YouTube channel that me and my wife watches. Well, she's a bigger fan than I am, but it's called Watcher. And I'm a little envious. I'm a little jealous of it, of Watcher, because that channel, great channel, great content, great everything. And it's a mixture and a bag of entertainment all across the board, all across the spectrum. And that's what C Plus Studios was supposed to be, what I wanted to be. If you don't know what C Plus Studios is, it's the first incarnation of where all the, you know, like if you go look at the archives, you'll see all the tags for C Plus Studios. And we've grown from the social event and everything like that. And we did Random Ramen. We did a bunch of stuff. If you go look at the playlist, there's a bunch of stuff there that was pre-C Plus Studios days. And now it's all the Paper Sabers universe, my bubble, my everything. And I look at Watcher and I see all the content they create. And I'm like, man, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted so much. But now it's game time, right? It's game. Like if I really put my head to it, stop waiting on everybody, I can make the content myself. And that's why I've been pushing myself to put out something every single day, you know? And that's why when I get people asking me like, oh, I want to start a podcast, I want to be a podcaster, I'm like, well, you got to commit. It's a lot. And it takes a lot of your time. It does. It really does. And like, I'm constantly on the phone, like working on things, and I once in a great while I will get projects thrown at me, especially I'll just say anonymous for now because I don't want to mess things up, but I got a project thrown at me last minute, and it was to put together some footage and whatnot, and I really love editing, like I really do, because you get to thread a story, you know. And I took this project because I was given some clips and stuff like that, and it was it was like, here's the narrative, here's the story, here's the script. So what did I do? I went outside the script and I built it differently because I wanted it to be different. You know, that's just always been my mindset. If you're going to do anything, make it your own. Like, just do your own shit. And that's been the mentality of me for 7 years, almost 8 years now, podcasting. I documented like 8 years of my life in front of a camera, in front of a recorder. I can go back in time literally and be like, oh, I remember that. Oh shit, I forgot about that. I can go relive tragedies and shit like that. That's just crazy in my mind, you know? And yeah, it's a lot of commitment. It's just like the streamers I would love to stream, like live stream something. And speaking of live stream, just real quick, I'm a dumbass. I wanted the new WWE 2K24 game, and I tried my damnest to go find a PS4, because that's what WWE 2K24 is on PS4, because I was like, oh, it's not on the new Xbox. So I went out of my way. I was like talking to people. I was about buying their PS4s, and I'm not a big gamer, but I just really wanted this game. And then me and my daughter went to GameStop, and we were like, she's like, Dad, give me this AFMAL thing. I'm like, okay, get you AFMAL. And we we go inside, and I look at the Xbox, and I look at the WWE 2K24, and I'm like, oh, it's still playable on my Xbox, you know, because I thought it moved on to the next Xbox, because I had the one before. Is it Xbox XS? I don't know. But I just know the newest WWE game can be played. And the main reason, too, I wanted to get a PS4 is because I wanted to play the Spider-Man game. I wanted to, you know, dip my toes in the gaming world. But it's also, too, I get so frustrated with games. Like, I downloaded, what did I download? Oh, is this DC version? No, not really. It's like a Candy Crush style type game. But you know, I wouldn't even say that. It's like you start the game off, go to certain levels. You're in Gotham City, and you fight enemies. You build your team up to who you want to be. And as the game progressively goes, it gets harder and harder and harder, which all games should do. But for my big ass, I'm like, this goddamn, like my, you know, at first it was like, it sucks you in. I was like, oh man, it's on the phone. And I was like, oh yeah. I like this. And then all of a sudden it's like, you get to a certain point of the game and I'm like, fuck this game. Throw all my shit around. I'm like, I did the same thing with the Avengers game. for Xbox when that game came out. The level I got to is when Hulk has to fight Abomination in this this place, and cannot for the life of me do it. Mm-hmm. The last game I'll say I finished ever. The last game I ever went through story mode with all the way through is Arkham City. Arkham City is the last game, and the game before that was Batman Begins for the PS2. Those were probably the only two games in history that I went all the way with story mode wise, because I love that Batman Begins movie so fucking much that I was like, I'm willing to play the game. This doesn't really happen in the movie, but I'm willing to play the game. And I think Batman Begins is the only game I've ever played like 3 or 4 times and finished the story mode that many times. I think it's the only time I've ever played the game that much compared to watching a movie and stuff like that. I remember when I did Arkham City, this is when I was living by myself. The game was fairly new. It came out, got super drunk, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll play this game. And then the next morning I woke up, I was like, oh, I woke up, I was brushing myself off, all crusty eyes and stuff. And I was like, oh, I left the TV on and the game was still paused. I was like, oh, that's not responsible of me. Just wasted some electricity. So I start the game, I'm like, where the fuck am I at? Like going through, I'm like, it says, you've achieved this. I was like, no, I didn't. Alternate Kyle did. And so I went and I was like, fuck this. So restarted the game. And then I went from there. I think I lost all the achievements I accomplished. I didn't do any of the side missions. I was just like, I'm going through if I'm going to do this story. So that's my 2 cents on gaming. I know a lot of people who do. I got a homie named Michael. Let's shout out Michael real quick. Okay. Let me get Michael. Where is he at? He's on the TikToks. He's a good friend of mine. Very good friend of mine. Oh, where's he at? I don't want that. Where's he at? There's my boy.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got like, we play with this shit right now for I got like,
don't play with it, take that shit serious.
It's kind of a bad image, but he does gaming. He does a lot of gaming, man. Trick Co TTV. Go give him a follow. I gave him a like. Look, I like that. Yeah, look at it. I like this too. I like them all. So, yeah. But life's been life. Work has been work. You know, we're coming down to the grind here in May. Then it's summertime, baby. Oh, it's been so nice outside here in Flagstaff, Arizona. It's been so nice. I've been walking outside, and like what I like is just before it gets too hot and my sweaty Jabba ass gets all sweat, is there's a breeze, a nice breeze, a breeze that goes and that goes across. Caresses your body and you feel it and it goes up and down. I'm just touching myself for no reason, but you get the point. It's a nice little breeze just before we get into the warmer weather and it gets hot. And you know how high we are in elevation, it gets hot here in Flagstaff. But it's nice though. The summers you can't beat here. I'd rather take this heat than a Phoenix heat, because Phoenix is just pure like dry heat. You know, I have an uncle, DJ Reflection, that lives down in Phoenix. I got my in-laws that live down there too. And I'm like, how do y'all do it? We go down there and like in August, you know, when it's about to get a little cooler weather here, and I'm over outside just like dying. It's like, you know, and they got ACs like crazy in every single store. It happened when we went down to, what is it called now? Is it called Phoenix Con or is it called Fan Fusion? Like, why do we stop calling it cons? Well, you know, like Fan Experience or some shit. I like, What happened to a good old fashioned Comic Con, huh? Just can't call it a Comic Con. You got to call it like Fan Fusion. I don't understand that anymore. It's a convention. So con, yeah. Not Fan Fusion. I don't know. I just don't like that name. If they ever sponsor me, I'll be like, I fucking love that name. Just fuse it all together, baby. All the nerd shit. Speaking of nerd shit real quick. I know I'm a little bit of a rant, but I'm just having a good time. I bought something. I went to Savers with my mom the other day, and I got a bunch of cool shit. Like, let's see what I got real quick. Oh, no, that's not it. Yeah. So, first off, one of my purchases, I got this awesome Raphael. It came in a package. I got the Leonardo and Donatello back there. But I bought this, and I have been fascinated with it. And if you are probably listening to the podcast, you're like, hey, big head boy, I don't know what you're holding up to the camera. It is a Raphael action figure. I believe this is from the movies. I don't think so. Or is this from a different set? There you go. You can see it there. I think this is from the past movies, but I could be wrong because he does look a lot smaller. But the mask for Raphael in this is covering his whole head, so it could be. But after I got him, like, the hand is gone. Like, if you look there, like, the hand is gone and it's broken off. And I don't know why, but it made me fall in love with this action figure even more. Because I looked at it as a sort of inspiration. Like, this Raphael is so badass, he's still fighting without a hand. Like, he's that awesome. And I don't know why, but I just fell in love with this action figure. And he's been, like, by my side. And I remember when I got him, my mom was like, why are you so, fascinated with that. I was like, I don't know, it just looks so awesome. Like, I can go kick or whatever, you know. It's just a really cool action figure. And I, you know, I'm not the biggest Ninja Turtles guy in the world, but I just think he looks so badass without his hand. And I was thinking, like, maybe I can paint it to look like it was what's the thing, seared? No, I'm probably wrong there, but you know, the thing where you burn and you do the thing and go that thing. But yeah, doesn't he look badass? No hand. Still fighting. Fighting for the right to be a Ninja Turtle. Okay, move on. Okay, sorry. I just really love that action figure. Came across more physical media I don't need. Awesome. Holding up Ultimate Avengers, the movie. It's an animated movie when they were doing some cool things. I re-got this just because of my childhood. Maybe this was the game I played all the way through. I don't remember playing this game all the way through, but it's for PS2. Greatest hit, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I think I did. I don't remember, though, and I don't want to comment on saying yes because I don't like lying. Batman, Superman movie. This is awesome right here. I just thought I should own it just to have it. I don't think it's on HBO Max, so, which is a good thing. I got Batman Year One, and I got this awesome Assault on Arkham. I've been looking at the Blu-ray version at Bookman's for a bit. And I was like, I really want that steelbook so bad, but it's like 40, 50 bucks or something. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'll wait. And I found this one. It was like $3.99. It was half day at Savers, and I got it for $2. So came home with me. And I don't remember where it's. Oh, wait, I know. Hold on. Got this awesome Clone Wars visual guide. Yeah. I'm that guy right now. It's like, look at my stuff. I got so much stuff. So a lot of cool things, man. And this book is pretty hefty. I was going to put it on the shelf. I have a shelf that's right here for all my, I have almost three shelves dedicated to Star Wars stuff. This third shelf looks like it's bending. It's got a bow in it. So I feel like if I put this book onto that shelf, could bend even more. I had a scare the other day because there's a Money in the Bank briefcase that's right here next to my big X-Wing Lego set. And I moved the Money in the Bank box and the books on the other side shifted. They shifted so hard that they shift that, like, the whole shelf itself went whoop. And if you look on top of that, to this shelf, to that shelf, like, there is, and all the way on the top, there's so much shit. And if all of this comes down, I will be very sad because it's stuff that I got my Mando Lego helmet. I got some action figures up there. I got my DVDs and all my Star Wars DVDs and Blu-rays and VHSs up top. Then I have a Green Lantern that's all the way on the top with a big ass Bat Pattinson. And I got my Heath Ledger. There's so much shit up there. I got a lot of shit. I was talking to my homie Collard about it. He's like, sell. And I'm like, no, I don't want to sell my stuff, you know. But as we get older, my brother was talking to me about it. He's like, hey, you know, because there was a moment in time where I got really low. There was a lot of low points in my life, but there was a moment of time. And I would say this is fairly recent. Past few years, and we were financially just like, fuck, what are we gonna do? And I took it upon myself, put my big boy pants on, and I was like, you know what, I gotta be an adult right now. And I sold some things that I really didn't want to, but it helped us financially do it. Now I would say we're in a better-ish state, not the greatest state of finances, but that's the whole point of doing this, right? So we can get there. Oh, we're halfway there. Living on a prayer. Take my hand and we'll make it, I swear. Yeah. Yeah, so, but, yeah, but I'm looking to actually, like, thin the herd. I still got this reading pile that's been behind me for so long. But, yeah, and, you know, I will say, like, this stuff makes me happy. And I don't know why. I find little joys in everything that I have. I bought some books the other day that I'm probably not going to read. Who does that? I do, you know. But the one things I do read is my comic books, like the Godzilla versus Kong versus Justice League. That's just getting crazy. X-Men 97 on Disney Plus. So good. Star Wars, The Bad Batch. So good. You know, and we got, I'm so excited. DC's Infinite Crisis Part 2 comes out next week. So I'll definitely do a review for that since I did a review for the first one. I'm very excited about Part 2. I love the DC animated movies. DC is always the jam on toast for me. As you can see behind me, you can see my Zack Snyder Justice League little thing. And I finally picked up my Aquaman Steelbook, The Lost Kingdom, to finish off that DCEU. And I'm seeing all these great posts from James Gunn about the new Superman. It's got me more excited. And I will, I don't know. Like, someone asked me, like, well, if you had a gun to your head, what would you do? Watch Deadpool and Wolverine or Superman? I was like, well, first things first. Deadpool and Wolverine comes out this year. Okay? I'm definitely seeing that first. Second of all, Superman comes out next year, so I'll definitely be seeing that. And he's like, which one would you be more excited for? I'm like, you bitch. I'm equally excited for both movies, very, very much so. I'm very excited to see where this DC universe goes. That's the big thing. I understand that Marvel's cleaning house. I understand that Marvel's like, hey, we need a whole new game plan to rebuild what we got, you know, because we were like shooting out like 2010 movies a year just to have, you know, just to have this content and whatnot. We're shooting out these shows that people have to watch. And I think that this is the first year where I was kind of like, whoa, there's only one MCU movie this year. I'm okay with that. Let's rebuild to that. Oh, there's no DC movies this year. I'm okay with that. Besides the Joker. And if you saw the Joker trailer, oh, with Lady Gaga, I creamed myself. I watched that trailer daily. Just to be like, oh, Kyle's feeling down. Joker. Oh, you see Gaga. You see Joaquin Phoenix. I'm just like, this movie's going to be a banger. And I love that first Joker movie, man. And it's kind of crazy to think that's not really tied into the DCEU, but it's there. It's like the Batman. That's why I didn't include it in the line. Like if on the shelf here, I have the Batman and other things that are outside the DCEU over here. Then everything that's in the DCEU over here. So that's just because that's my organization skills. Probably only organization skills I got is with my collection. I have certain designated areas. I have certain boxes that I write on where I'm like, okay, this is this box. This is that box. Maybe I should apply that to life. Maybe I should. Huh, big head boy. Yeah, and shout out to everybody out there that's been liking, that's been subscribing, that's been watching all the older stuff, that's been commenting on the older stuff on the YouTube channel, even getting the reviews I've been getting in from all the platforms I've been on. You know, I'm on everything. Apple Podcasts, Google. Is Google still a thing? Maybe not. Spotify. All of it. Audible. We're on Audible. Is that cool? Anywhere and everywhere you stream podcasts, you can find a Paper Saber Universe. And if you're just rocking with us on the YouTube channel, I thank you. I appreciate every single one of you tuning in. And I'm glad I can just entertain or just talk about life for a second, because this really does, especially the Sexy Ninja Cast, I can just let everything out that I'm feeling in one moment. And it's been like a couple of weeks ago was rough, like mentally. I was just like, ugh. And I almost was like, you know what? I'm stopping the podcast. Well, not really. I say that all the time, but I'm stopping it. I'm not seeing the results. But then I tell myself, like, hey, big head boy, you got to keep grinding. There's people who start this thing, and then 5 years later, they start seeing results. And, you know, and I'm seeing results. And even seeing the results, I'm like, God damn it. But that's the frustration and the love and the passion that you put into anything in life. Going to school, writing a book, making a podcast, making a vlog, making a streaming, making sure that you make good quality shit for yourself and your audience. And it's all started on a phone. We've said it before. We'll keep saying it. And we keep grinding. Shout out to Big Daddy for Big Daddy Forever, the podcast. He's moving forward. He's keeping it going, and I love every minute of it. So go check out the Big Daddy Forever podcast. Just nothing but love for Big Daddy, nothing but love for Doug. He's going to get back on here soon, hopefully. Maybe when we go see a Star Wars or Phantom Menace. And I went back and watched our 20th anniversary video me and him did, when we're like, damn, Star Wars is 20 years old. Now it's like, damn, Star Wars is 25 years old. 5 years from now, we're like, damn, Star Wars is 30 years old. Well, Phantom Menace, at least. But all right, y'all, I'm going to get out of here. That's it. That's all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB, the Sexy Ninja. This is the Sexy Ninja Cast, podcast, vlogcast, whatever you want it to be for that ass. And remember, stay sexy, ninjas. Whoop, whoop!
Welcome to the wicked shit. Oh, yeah.